From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Theo, August 7th. The systems update. Five tech stories that bear on what's coming next. Let's get into it. First, from KD Nuggets. Five free courses to learn modern AI and LLMs. Learn how to use generative AI at work, build RAG and agentic apps, fine-tune models, work with the Hugging Face ecosystem, and prototype AI products with hands-on resources. The path to learning AI and LLMs. There are a lot of AI courses online, but not all of them teach modern AI. Some courses have only changed their title from machine learning to AI, while the content is still mostly the same. But modern AI is different. Next. Second, from KD Nuggets. Small language models with Hugging Face transformers. Library plus small M3. Running a 70 billion model in production is expensive, and for many tasks, unnecessary. If you're building a focused pipeline, a well-trained 3 billion model will match or beat the 70 billion on your specific task at a fraction of the cost. Up next, third, from AI News. Red Hat, NVIDIA, IBM-backed project turning AI policy into code. Red Hat has launched Asago, an open-source community project that aims to turn AI governance policy into production-ready deployment code. The project describes itself as an automated, auditable workflow that connects the fragmented steps, tools, and requirements of engineering and compliance teams. With regulations such as the EU AI Act now taking effect, Red Hat frames the choice facing organizations as either grind AI innovation down through manual review or let ungoverned agents run in production without anyone checking their behavior against policy. And then, fourth, from AI News, Alibaba, DeepSeek pushed China's AI model race towards lower costs. Alibaba has launched Qwen 3.8 Max, its largest AI model to date, as DeepSeek's latest V4 flash model draws attention for inference pricing that is lower than several competing systems. Qwen 3.8 Max has 2.4 trillion parameters and uses a mixture of experts' architecture, which activates only part of the model for each request. Alibaba said around 95 billion parameters are active at a time, reducing costs and response delays compared with activating the full model. DeepSeek uses a similar sparse architecture at a smaller scale. Next, fifth, from AI News. Prism 2 model uses clinical dialogue to interpret pathology slides. Built by Page and Microsoft, Prism 2 reads whole slide images through a perceiver-based encoder trained jointly on tissue tiles and clinical dialogue drawn from pathology reports. The model aggregates thousands of tile embeddings per slide into one representation, then generates text that answers diagnostic questions rather than simply classifying pixels. Training data spans 2.3 million whole slide images. The dialogue supervision comes from 685,507 pathology reports that Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center collected during routine care, converted into question and answer pairs by GPT-4o. Up next, sixth, from AI News. Why health AI interfaces must adapt to user expertise. MIT researchers and collaborators found that AI explainability tools in the health sector can produce sharply different results depending on who uses them. When applied to skin disease diagnosis, non-experts improved their accuracy with AI assistance, although the improvement largely came from deferring to the model. Primary care providers showed a different pattern. They performed best when they received an AI prediction without an explanation. And then, seventh, from AI News. Alibaba tests new business model for Qwen open source AI. Alibaba plans to introduce revenue sharing terms for some commercial users of its next Qwen open weight AI model, Reuters reported, citing two people familiar with the company's plans. The arrangement would require larger companies that generate revenue from offering the model as a service to reach a commercial agreement with Alibaba. The exact revenue sharing rate has not been finalized, the sources said. Alibaba is expected to introduce the measure with its next open source model. Next. 8th, from AI News. How AI is changing Instagram engagement without replacing the human touch. Every post you see, every reel that auto plays, and every explore page suggestion on Instagram is now decided by its AI system. With over 3 billion people using it, that's not a small detail. It's the whole algorithm. But here's the point. The more AI controls over how you see the content, the more it rewards what feels human. As said by Instagram head Adam Mosseri in a year-end memo, that platform will prioritize real human-made content over AI-generated content. So, is AI replacing the human element of Instagram or protecting it? The honest answer is neither extreme. Up next. 9th, from The Decoder. Amazon, Cursor, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Versal unite on a shared standard for AI agent plugins. Amazon, Cursor, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Versal have jointly created Agent Plugins, an open standard that defines a single package format for AI agent extensions. Version 1.0.0 uses a plugin.json manifest file and supports both agent skills and MCP servers. The article, Amazon, Cursor, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Versal unite on a shared standard for AI agent plugins, appeared first on The Decoder. And then. 10th, from The Decoder. OpenAI's hockey puck-sized smart speaker with moving parts is set to ship in 2027. OpenAI's planned smart speaker is taking shape. The company's first hardware device will be donut-shaped, roughly the size of a hockey puck, and priced above $300, according to Bloomberg. The article OpenAI's hockey puck-sized smart speaker with moving parts is set to ship in 2027 appeared first on The Decoder. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.